Hello and welcome to the Voices of Pueblo podcast by the Pueblo Star Journal. We have an exciting new mini-series we're starting today called La Pura Verdad. It's a podcast that was created by Angelica Palacios and her sister Anna, and they take a look at a lot of really important things. I'm really excited to share this series with you guys. We'll be releasing one per week here over the next 4 weeks, so enjoy the show. We're going to jump right in. This episode is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty, Pueblo's largest independent real estate agency. Rocky Mountain Realty is a locally owned and independently operated company. You can call them at 719-582-6191 or check out their website at rockymountainrealty.biz. The Pueblo Star Journal thanks Rocky Mountain Realty for supporting nonprofit news in Pueblo, Colorado. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the speaker's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the Pueblo Star Journal. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service by the Pueblo Star Journal or its affiliates. The Pueblo Star Journal name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, who reserves all rights. The content herein is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice in any manner, and the Pueblo Star Journal hereby disclaims all liability arising directly or indirectly from any use of this content.
Hola, mi gente.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm your host, Angelica Palacios.
And I'm your co-host, Ana Palacios.
And you're listening to
La Pura Verdad.
Sister. That sounds so cute. Well, guys, welcome to our podcast,
La Pura Verdad. Hello, everybody.
This is our podcast, La Pura Verdad, and we're just two sisters, two Latinas, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of, I'm not going to say controversial, but controversial.
Highly controversial,
like,
girl.
We're going to be talking about machismo, generational traumas, mm-hmm. and even how gender roles have affected us to this day, okay? I'm 21.
And I'm 23, girl.
And I'm the second oldest. She is the first, obviously, oldest of four siblings. Two girls, two boys.
I am.
So, growing up in a Hispanic household, it's been... I love my culture. I'm not going to say that I don't love my culture. I love my culture. But there's just a lot of things that mix within mm-hmm. that build character. But yeah. It's so... like... why does it have to be negative things to build?
No. Like, can I jump in?
Yes, go ahead.
I think what she's trying to say is, like, don't get it twisted. Like, we love who we are. I ride for my Latinidad.
Oh,
my
absolutely.
Sister does. Our family does. But, girl, it's hard out here. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors, which I know other ethnic groups
can relate to. Right.
So... but you know what? We're here to talk about it. So let's do it.
Yeah, it's going to get really personal. And honestly, we're criers.
Real quick.
So the chance of us crying.
100%.
It's probably going to happen because it's inevitable. These are sensitive topics. And we want this to be a safe place, a safe zone where 100%. We can come and just express our feelings. And we want... you all to be able to do the same. We have our social media, La Pura Verdad Podcast, on Instagram. Woo, woo.
Follow us.
We're going to be having a question and answer being posted every night before we do these episodes. That way you guys can go ahead and drop some questions about the topics that we're going to be talking about. Or if you honestly just want to tell personal experiences as well and get advice, we can totally do that as well. Because at the end of every episode, we'll be also talking about, you know, how we cope with what goes on.
Hey, y'all. And, you know, for the first episode, it's super loose, super fluid. But some of the questions and answers will be themed. So look out for that.
Yeah. Because every episode is going to be on a different topic. This is our pilot. Next episode will begin a little bit into machismo. Honestly, that is really, like, the main topic of this whole podcast, of why we're talking about what we're talking about, because we have grown up around machismo our whole life.
Yeah.
And it's, again, I feel like, personally, me and my sister have two different views, you know, on what machismo is. We like come to like an agreement at some points, but we've both experienced machismo in two different ways.
But I think at the end of the day, like, we know what it is.
Yeah.
Girl, like.
Yeah, we do. And so machismo is one of them. That'll be our next episode. Generational traumas, you know. Machismo, again, this is what is, like, it literally, it comes from, you know, how you're raised. And in a Hispanic household, it's very common for fathers to grow up with macho, honestly, characteristics because they see it from their fathers, from their grandfathers, from their uncles, from all their family members.
And friends, if you're confused right now about what machismo is, we will get into it a little bit more. I don't want to give that away just yet.
Spoil everything.
If you know, you know right now. If you don't know, just give us a quick second, y'all. We'll get to it.
Yeah. And then our next episode after that is going to be a mix of gender roles,
yeah,
and cultural norms, because
we are two girls
in a Hispanic household.
Yeah, and there's we're actually even split: three girls, three boys, including mom and dad.
Yeah, because it's three girls, three boys, and all the girls start with the A, all the boys start with the J.
Oh my gosh.
And guys, that was not planned. Like we really honestly just realized that, I want to say maybe like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, and we were like, we have the same initials.
All girls, all boys.
Girl, let's not get, if we talk about other things, y'all, we will stay here for hours.
We really will.
We got 15 minutes.
We really, all things aside, we really just want, like I said, I'll forever say this. This is a safe place. This is a safe 100%. Zone where we can come and we can have these conversations because they're needed. We know. You know, this podcast, La Pura Verdad, for those of you who don't speak English, more than welcome to come and listen to this podcast, because it's not just Hispanic households that these things happen in. It's in other cultures as well, and we're very aware of that. So we will be talking a little bit in Espanol, you know, Mexican over here.
For sure, for sure.
Mexican and Puerto Rican. So, you know, we'll have a little bit of Spanglish going on over here, but we will translate everything to make this inclusive. We want everyone to be able to come in and listen to our podcast.
Y'all, we have to let a secret be known, which is we are filming in
our house with two younger brothers,
and they are currently on break, so
it's gonna be loud.
Yeah, but you know what's better than
giving y'all showing the full insight?
Girl, it's called La Pura Verdad for a reason. Exactly,
the pure truth. The pure truth. For those of you that don't speak Spanish, la pura verdad, the pure and raw truth.
Y'all, and if you're listening and you're like family or friends and have been to our house, you're probably like, yup, yeah, that's the Palacios household. But
let's talk about that sign that mom had when she said something about love, peace, and...
She said, in my house, there is love, no, love for sure. We love you.
Absolutely.
Peace?
It comes and it goes.
It comes and it goes.
My friends always say, okay, when I was younger, I don't know about you, I was never really embarrassed to bring people to my house.
I wasn't
either.
The
only thing was that when we would walk in, I would tell everybody, like, disclaimer, when you walk into this house, you might walk out stressed because it's not for the weak. Yeah, we're not quiet. Our family's loud. We love to be rowdy. We express ourselves 1,000%.
If you've ever seen Los Kardashians or Las Kardashians.
Oh, my gosh.
We are very similar. But, you know, obviously, 719.
Kardashians.
Because, girl.
My grandma from Puerto Rico, she tells us all the time, if you guys can make your own reality TV show, you guys would be rich. She's like, you guys would make money because you guys are...
A drama.
That's literally what she says. Una drama.
Una drama.
Hecho una drama, for real. She says that every time she comes to visit. So, you know, you're just really going to get the inside scoop. This is raw. We're in our house.
Sitting on both of our childhood bedrooms.
Yeah, as soon as my sister moved out from college that same day, I came in and I moved all my stuff from my room to her room. I was ready to be out. I was done sharing a room with a boy. I was like, this just can't happen no more.
For sure.
I needed my own space. But Yeah, so we're really just excited. I'm really excited to do this with my sister. What a better person to do it with than, you know, my sissy poo.
Literally. And y'all, we have these conversations all the time.
Every day.
But I feel like there's so much more people that I feel like can relate. And, like, it's sad to say, but I really do feel like there are people in this world who don't have another person to talk to about the, and I would go crazy, to be honest, because I need to know, like, am I Delulu or is this real life?
I mean,
we're not gonna get there. We're not even gonna go on the topic. Okay, we're on machismo, not Anna's delusions. Okay.
Today's episode of Voices of Pueblo is brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty. Whether you're a first-time home buyer looking to sell or considering an investment, Rocky Mountain Realty is your local partner in real estate success. You can visit their website at rockymountainrealty.biz, B-I-Z, or stop by their office at 201 North Main Street in Pueblo to experience the difference for yourself.
Yeah, that's a long topic, but anyways. Yeah, so we're really excited to get this rolling.
Definitely want to say from the jump, you know, we're here. I think that's like, I'm so excited for this because it's like, we're here. And like, I know there's a large community of us that experiences on a, sorry y'all, I'm hearing my own family.
My God, she's a chismosa. She's about to literally, you can hear them in our headphones talking and she's like trying to listen to their conversation.
I am, because y'all, there's always something going on. Girl. This is real life. But nonetheless, yeah, we're just here. You know, both of us, I graduated college, didn't go for, you know, psychology or anything, but I did take a couple classes and I do know a little bit about, you know, healing and, you know, just mindfulness and being aware of like your reality. And I think that's what we're here to shed light on is like,
yeah,
no, like, y'all, this is for real. This is happening to you and to me and to other.
Yeah. I will say, Latinos. Anna, she likes to be called Anna, but whatever, you know, if you hear me call her Anna, she's fine.
Thanks.
I will say she's more of the mindful peacekeeper of the family.
I am.
Whereas, like, I don't necessarily want to say I like to start a riot, but
girl,
I'm going to start a riot. Like, I don't know
how
to.
With good intentions.
Exactly. I don't want it to sound like, you know, but it's just the fact that it's like, if it would have been younger me, maybe I would just walk away and say nothing. Because what does a 9-year-old know?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But as a 21-year-old, you learn so much as time goes on that it's like, how could I just sit there and not say anything?
For sure.
Like,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but on the flip side, you have me, and I was fighting battles for us. So now that I'm older, I'm like, y'all, I'm tired.
And we're going to get into that, because being the oldest for, I mean, I'm going to speak for you really quick, but correct me if I'm wrong. Being the oldest is hard, because when you moved out of the house, I had to take on the role of being the oldest sister, and it's hard.
Oh, yeah, girl.
It's not for the weak. Like, seriously, it is a very, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
You have to be, you
get
set
put
an example
in some very unpredictable situations.
Exactly. I'm trying to be a young person, learning off of my mistakes, but I'm also expected to be somewhat perfect so that way my siblings can see a good example. But I think that's so wrong, because it's like, I feel like being somebody who shows them their mistakes and how they learn from them, setting an example. But nonetheless, sis, we'll talk about that.
So with all that being said, again, welcome to our podcast, La Pura Verdad.
La Pura Verdad.
That wand just gives me life and it makes me feel magical, okay? I just love it. You're going to hear that a lot.
It's cute.
But La Pura Verdad, the pure truth, we're here to give it to you. We're here to give our stories. Hopefully you guys can relate to our stories, because that is what we are here for. I know, you know, we're not going to make a change off the instant, but what our podcast can do is be the beginning of a change.
Yeah, let's reach out to people who, you know, want to talk. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much.
Bye.
I hope you guys enjoy. La pura verdad.
Thank you so much for listening to the Voices of Pueblo, brought to you by Rocky Mountain Realty. Rocky Mountain Realty invites you to experience the power of community with their local brokers. They have over 40 local real estate agents ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. You can call them at 719-582-6191 or check out their website at rockymountainrealty.biz. That's .biz. Thank you so much for listening.